Action Vision code CPN-S07-B1-3. That's CPN-S07-B1-3. My daily actions are reflective of the decision I made from a spiritual basis. What's the purpose of this action? It's to know what I'm doing is reflecting what God wants me to do because I am His child. This is in the area of prayer, salvation, and putting it into action. What are the benefits, point two, that we receive through the completion of this action? Well, our rewards are going to be stored up in heaven for us. So we're investing, we're laying up treasures in heaven, not just here on earth. Another benefit is the joy, peace, and love that God brings through obedience. Another is the understanding the power of prayer. Understanding the power of prayer. Point three, what are the details of this action and or the challenges that we'll face? The course ID is 107, course ID 107. In 1 Samuel 12:23, it says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." It helps us to understand not only the importance of prayer, but that it's a sin when we actually don't keep others in our prayer. When we're praying, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to bring our minds and our hearts and our souls to those He would have us to keep in prayer. And for what specifically? In Acts 12:5 it says, "Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him." This is such a great verse to help us understand what we should be doing when we fall into difficult times. So, you know, here we have Peter, and when he's in prison. Now, we all are in prison. We're imprisoned to our minds, our past. We're imprisoned to, you know, our thoughts, our negative feelings, the sin that we have, the temptation we have or other people have. So when we fall into temptation, we need to be praying without ceasing, and praying not only, you know, for ourselves, but even more effectively can be praying for other people. Praying for people that need Christ themselves. We all have our own prisons, and during those times we need to be in prayer more than ever before. In Romans 1:9 it says, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer." In 1 Thessalonians 1:3, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father." 1 Thessalonians 2:13 it says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe." 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Prayer is an action word. What was Jesus doing prior to going to the cross? He was in the garden praying. He wasn't even out there, you know, sharing Christ. He wasn't out there giving to the poor. He wasn't out there healing people. He was in prayer because he knew he needed prayer prior to, you know, the biggest challenge that he had in his life, which was facing, you know, facing the cross, facing crucifixion. Let's take a look at point four. What are the resources, knowledge, materials, training, and experience needed? Well, we need the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts and lives to see the things that, as God sees them. Who are the people who need to be involved? You know, it's really ideal that we have a one-on-one spiritual mentor or a shepherd, somebody that's going to help us, that's going to guide us, that's going to, you know, be like a shepherd to us spiritually. Core group of other Christians that, you know, you and I fellowship with on a consistent basis. Point six, what are the specific steps for the action and the projected completion date? Well, the first is improve the consistency of our daily prayer life. That would be quantity. So we know that, you know, in life, it's a combination of quantity and quality that produces, you know, the great results. So it's not just quantity of time, there needs to be quality as well. But it's not just quality, there needs to be quantity as well. So in our prayer life, we need both quantity and quality. And so one is improve the consistency. Do it, even if we don't feel like doing it, even if we don't think it's working, even if we don't feel like it, doesn't matter, do it. That's going to be the quantity of prayer. The second is seek wisdom from God, direction from the Holy Spirit for what to pray for. That's the quality aspect. And so we need to be looking for opportunities to improve both the quantity and the quality of our prayer life. One suggestion that's a tool that's available through Christian Professional Network is the prayer cards. There are 3x5 cards that make it much easier to pray for people. It's a great way to share Christ. It's a great way to keep ourselves accountable. It's a great way to let other people know that we are praying for them. What are some additional things that we can go ahead and do and some additional benefits? By taking action on what God has given us, we have heavenly rewards which are laid up for us. By taking action, God will reward us in all areas of our lives. We will have greater confidence, less guilt, greater outreach, better life balance, proper perspective, improved relationships. If we are not applying what God has given us by taking action, it is questionable about how much additional insight God will give us and how effective we would be in that insight if we were actually taking consistent action. Let's take a look at some additional scripture, which I think is good. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." What does that mean? It means that we are to be firm, like bedrock, like concrete, not moving, keeping faithful, no matter what our hearts are, no matter where our feelings are, we are continued to stay the course. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth." You know, when I look at my own life and I look at the affections that I have, whether it's to situations, whether it's to people, that drives me to say, you know, the more affectionate I am towards people, the more affectionate that I need to be towards God. We should not set our affections on things here on earth, but on things, you know, in heaven. Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Christ." How many times do we get discouraged where we feel like we're going to fail, like we feel like we're going to give up, where we feel like, you know, we have failed? And it says here that being confident of this thing, that he, not us, that he, which hath begun a good work in you and I, will perform that work until the day of Christ. Philippians 1:20 says, "According to my earnest expectation." Man, those are great words. Earnest. Earnest is excitement, enthusiasm, where we're diligent. It's not like, well, if you feel like it, it's okay. No, it's earnest. Expectation. So earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Philippians 2:1-3 says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. 1 Thessalonians 5:8-12 says, "But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." So those are some great, great thoughts and, you know, great words directly from God, where the Word is God and God is the Word. We need to take those things to heart. And as we put our faith into action on a day-to-day basis, that's when it needs to come alive. So this particular action has been Action Vision Code CPN-S07-B1-3. It's "My daily actions are reflective of the decisions I have made." It's having to do with prayer, our prayer life, as it relates to our salvation, as well as it relates to taking action, not going to church and hearing about it, not pontificating about it, not theorizing about it, but actually putting it into action into our daily lives. How strong is our faith? Is it strong enough to help us through the daily challenges that we face? Is it strong enough to help us with the temptations? Are those the things that are there? Are we able to do that? Let's open it up for some open discussion here and some input from those that are participating in the live session. Deborah, what thoughts do you have on this particular lesson that we have?
Mark, I'd like you to pass by me for right now. Thank you.
Gotcha. Ginger Ann, what about you?
It was really cool. Like, when you're about prayer and stuff like that, I know that when I get struggle with things, or I know that some, like, I don't have really anybody else to talk to or whatever, it's really cool to still go to God and just, like, be able to pray and just, and he's totally, like, really helpful. It's really awesome.
That's neat. That's neat. Good input. Natalie, how about input from you?
Personally, I think the verse that really struck me most, Mark, and it was funny because it's funny that you brought it up because I was just thinking about it last night and I was reading through it with the Colossians verse, just focusing on things eternal and not earthly things. And, you know, in our lives we spend so much energy day to day on earthly things, whether it be people or whether it be activity that is all about either improving our lives or, you know, almost digressing in our faith. But just being wise stewards about how we do spend our time and knowing that every second, you know, we said, you know, we could go at any second, and just knowing that we need to spend our time wisely and focus on things eternal.
It's really neat.
Yeah.
Other input from other individuals that may be participating live.
This is Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
Hey, you know, I really like the idea that maybe everyone here does it, I don't know, but the prayer cards is, I started thinking about it. So I don't use prayer cards, and prayer is such a powerful thing that I don't have the discipline, it seems, to pray constantly and consistently, but prayer cards is something I can introduce into my day, just like eating breakfast or something that you do on a daily basis. And I think that's something pretty powerful I took from a conversation,
you know,
today.
Go ahead.
Oh, you said that CPN had 3x5 prayer cards? What was that about?
Yeah, you know, a number of years ago, I'd say to somebody, you know, hey, I'm going to pray for you. And whether they're a believer or not a believer, whether they even believe in God or not, I've never had anybody say, no, don't pray or be offended. Everybody, like, is like, wow, you know, that's really cool. And I thought, you know, how many times do we as Christians say we're going to pray for somebody, but then we actually don't end up praying for them? And I thought, if they're that moved by saying it, what if they actually saw evidence that we did? So we developed these little 3x5 cards, and you can actually, there's two little coupon things that you can tear off, so they're perforated, and it tracks who you're praying for, and it's a little postcard that you can send out, and it has prayer is exciting on it, prayer is powerful, and you just jot down what their prayer request is, and you send it to them as a postcard, and you put verses on it, you track how many times you've prayed for them, so they can actually see that. I started doing that about probably 6 years ago, and about 2-3 years into that, I started thinking, and I heard something on the radio about a young lady where her dad was a Marine, and he was so disciplined, he prayed every single day for her. And I thought, wow, I should be as disciplined as a Marine. I'm going to start doing that. So I started using the prayer cards, and for over 3 years, every single day, without missing, I prayed because of the prayer cards, because it was so disciplined in my life where I just did it. It was interesting. I had a seminar in Monterey, California, and my brother was living there as well, and so I was staying with he and his family. and I was so exhausted from the seminar that I fell asleep, and about, I don't know what time it was, 12 o'clock at night, I woke up and I said, boy, I haven't gone through my prayer cards. And I had about 60 of them at the time, so I would spend 20 minutes to 40 minutes every single day in prayer. And I saw prayer answered so much as a result of those things. So it is a great, you know, it's just a great program. It makes a huge difference in people's lives. It really helps in the discipline. And so, you know, get together with, you know, one or two or three other people. And if you'd like to have more information about the prayer cards, you can email CPN by going to, or emailing info, that's I-N-F-O, at cpn.cc. That's info at cpn.cc. Any other input from others? That's great input, Chad. Any other input from other individuals?
We can buy those prayer cards and the... that we email about purchasing, we buy them directly from CPN?
Yeah, you can get them right from CPN, and you can go ahead and just, you know, just email at info@cpn.cc and just tell them how many you'd like to go ahead and request. And if you want to make a contribution, so I don't even know what they recommend, just tell them you want 100 or whatever you want, and they'll send them out to you. And if you're able to make a contribution, great. If not, you know, they find funding someplace for those, because prayer is really cool. All right, excellent. Well, let's go ahead and just, you know, just in closing, prayer is so important in our lives, and, you know, how do we pray without ceasing? And I think it's in an attitude of prayer. It's where we're continually praying throughout the day. And so I'd like to just close this session, you know, appropriately, I think, in prayer, and just pray for you, you know, wherever you may be, anywhere in the world, whatever challenges you may be facing. You may be a mature Christian that's looking for somebody to connect with, and if you are and you have nobody around you that can spiritually mentor you or guide you, you know, we just, CPN is such a great organization in connecting, you know, Christians with other Christians or people that aren't believers but, you know, are interested in finding more about Christ and what can Christ do in your life and what has he done already. And so again, you can, if you like, if you don't have somebody and you'd like to connect with somebody, you can connect with CPN by going to, by emailing info@cpn.cc, and they will work to try to connect you with somebody else in your area or somebody around the world, actually, that could even connect with you via email or the phone and give you a word of encouragement. So let me go ahead and close this session in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, O God, you are an awesome God and one that loves us so very, very much, Lord God. There's so many times that we feel that we're alone, and we know that you're always there, Lord. We know that there are times where we feel that there are no Christians around there, or the Christians that are around don't understand or don't care. We know that there are times that Christians let us down. We know that there are times that Christians are not, they don't act as, they're not being Christ-like, Lord. They disappoint us. They seem like hypocrites, Lord. We've been hurt by them. Lord, we know that in all things that you love us so very, very much that you sent your Son to die on the cross and pay the penalty for our sin, Lord. Lord, I pray that we will be passionate about serving you. Lord, I pray that we will not allow the world's cares to get in our way, Lord. Lord, I pray that we will have a heavenly focus, Lord. I pray that we'll have an external focus, Lord. I pray that we will have a desire, a passion that only you can give us, Lord. And a discipline and dedication and determination, Lord, that only comes through the Holy Spirit's ministry in our life, to share Christ with everyone around us, Lord, to have a burden for other people's children as much as, you know, we have a burden for our own children, to love people that we're not even, you know, connected to love people that are unlovable, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you'll work in our hearts, Lord. We don't know who's listening or when they may be listening or what situation that they are listening and that they may be in, Lord. But we know that you know and we know that you care. Lord, I pray that through CPN, through the spiritual x-ray, through the disciplines of discipleship, Lord, that people would grow. Lord, help us not to be like the seed that just sprouts out and then gets, you know, withered down by the sun, or where the root structure just isn't deep and it gets torn away, or where we just don't grow, Lord. Lord, I pray that we that have made profession in you, Lord, that we will have a desire and a passion to grow, that we will seek your word, Lord, that we will seek the fellowship with other believers, Lord. Help us not to get stuck in a church, in a pew, where we just think we're spiritual, but we're really not doing anything. We're not making a contribution, Lord. We're not sharing Christ. We're not actively engaged in the battle, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen each and every one on this call, Lord. Give us a passion and put on our hearts today a desire for somebody else, Lord, somebody else that may be struggling, somebody else that may be a brand new believer, or somebody that doesn't know Christ, or we don't know if they know Christ, Lord. Put one or two or even three people on our hearts, Lord. Have them, invite them to participate, Lord, whether it's on the live session or the rebroadcast or on the internet, Lord. Help us to have a desire to share Christ. Help us to have a desire to disciple other people, Lord God. Thank you so much for the opportunity, for the technology, for all of the things that we are able and all of the ways that we are able to share you, Lord. I pray that you will be glorified in all things. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. This particular action is Action Vision Code CPN-S07-B1-3. My daily actions are reflective of the decision I make.